الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن يقتلوا أنفسكم أو يخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the ita'at of Allah and the ita'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how important it is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we said that this requires a commitment from man that we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, whatever the orders be it an order which is easy or difficult, we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do. A person who fails to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a failure. He is a person who has failed in this dunya and akhirah. And this is the condition of munafiqeen, the hal of munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are such that they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the orders given to them by Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in matters that suit them, in matters that suit their desires. But if the matter goes against them, then they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this shows that they are not accepting the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. A mu'min accepts the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, and whatever the order be, a mu'min is ready to accept and to make taslim and to submit and surrender himself before the orders given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's an incident that is mentioned in the books of tafsir. There's a particular munafiq by the name of Bishr. He had some issue with one of the Yahudis, Ahle Kitab. So he took his case up to this one leader of the Yahud whose name was Ka'b. And after some mutual discussions, they agreed that the case be presented before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this munafiq brought the case to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a decision and judgment which was against this munafiq, and he was unhappy with that. And then he took this case to another sahabi by the name of Umar radiallahu anhu, and he brought this case anew in front of Umar radiallahu anhu for him to decide. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, because Yahud was saying, then why aren't you happy with the decision made by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Once upon a time, in the time of Bani Israel, when there were certain things that were imposed upon them, Banu Israel did that. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that also. In this particular verse, Allah hints towards that decision that was given to Bani Israel. Once upon a time, they had to actually kill themselves, and they had to migrate from their homes on account of what they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed those two difficult orders upon them. So here, but the Yahud are saying that, supposedly if an order had to come to us, we would have done that immediately and we would have obeyed the decision that was made against us. But why is it such that you munafiq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making a decision, you claim to believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but here you aren't happy to abide and to follow the instructions and orders that are given to you by Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says here, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ قُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Yahud said that if we had to, or once upon a time in the time of Banu Israel, when they were ordered to kill themselves and they were ordered to actually migrate from their homes, then they did this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if we have to impose this upon the munafiqeen here, now living in Medina, and we tell them that uqtulu anfusakum, that you have to kill one another, أَوِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, or you have to migrate from your homes, leave your homes, مَا فَعَلُوهُ. In other words, Allah is saying, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. They won't do this here, except a few from among them, and that too, if they have to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll do so reluctantly. So this shows that they don't have total conviction and certitude in iman. Rather, they don't want to surrender. They don't want to surrender before Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wholeheartedly. Allah says, "Walau annahum fa'alu ma yu'azun bihi lakana khayran lahum wa ashadda tathbita." So, if the order is easy, we carry it out. As a mu'min, we carry out the orders given to us by Allah. If the order be something difficult, then too we make taslim. That is Islam. Islam means submission. We submit before Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's command, and we don't ask questions. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never questioned as to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Allah is our Malik. Allah controls us. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Rather, you and I will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah regarding what we did in this world. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they did what they were advised to do, that would definitely be better for them. وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. And that would keep them more firm. In other words, then they would have genuine iman. When some Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard this verse, they said that if an order like this came to us, that we have to kill our own selves, or we have to migrate, definitely we would do so without hesitation. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these people here from my ummah, referring to his sahaba, that they would do this. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that iman is stronger in their hearts, iman is more settled and established in their hearts than firm pegged mountains. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. If you comply and if you accept the orders that are given to you by Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you do it wholeheartedly, Allah says, we would have definitely given them from our side a tremendous reward. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And we would have then guided them to a straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on this straight path. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.